Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes, Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience, and more. Today's episode, when lightning strikes, how to deal with constant winning and slot winning. This is episode 80, season 3 of Yo 11 Minutes. Michael Traeger is a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality. And now your host, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
It is going very well. Busy, crazy, good. Busy, crazy, good. So lots of good things going on. Actually, I finally finalized a trip to Las Vegas for the month of May. So I'm super excited about that. I'll touch on that later. Ever hear of that place, Las Vegas?
Yeah, it's New Mexico, right?
Yeah, New Mexico. I just wanted to, like, do you happen to know, do they charge resort fees? How much does it cost to get from the airport?
Well, it depends if what you're doing. If you're taking a cab or an Uber or Lyft, I would suggest taking a cab. It used to be that Uber and Lyft was the way to go, but with surge pricing at the airport, you will find that you're paying way more with Uber and Lyft than you would a taxi cab if you're heading to the Strip. You probably are going to have a limo pick you up, courtesy of Wynn, so you don't have to worry about such things. But for us commoners, however, that would be the way to go. Let's go with the taxi.
Well, can I get Uber Vestro?
If you know what, you might. You just, yeah, let me know what airline you're on, your flight number.
Will you have a sign that says Yo 11?
I will hold up a sign. Do you want to do the bottle of champagne arrival with the bouquet of flowers or no? Is that too much?
What? No flowers.
I'm no flowers.
I got to get to a hair appointment. It's a late flight.
Okay. So it just be champagne. Champagne and a Kia Soul. There you go.
That's will you make it smell nice? You know what? I can give you some of these little bottles of Asian rain. That's the wind.
I was about to say it's the wind smell, right?
And so you can just like go a little bit of like poof.
That way it already smells like your preferred.
It all smells.
Hotel.
Of course, like in front of the lens on the camera is now Asian rain.
There you go.
Cool. So what's the news? Do we have any news today?
Apparently someone keeps winning. That's the news I got. As far as any news stories for today, there's nothing going on worth mentioning. So no, we can just go right into the next thing if you want to do that.
Yeah, let's move right on to the tease.
Commit their thought.
Okay, well, today's subject is when lightning strikes, how to deal with constant winning and also slot winning, which is our episode 80. And this was inspired by following the trip of one of my favorite famous podcast celebrities, Vegas Duffy of Crap Vegas, and you will see links to his ex in the show notes. Crap Vegas is the foremost podcast on craps with Chris and Josh, who are your hosts. They do a fabulous job. They also have a very nice community on the Facebook, so it's all good stuff, though I think they might be renaming it Slots Vegas instead of Crap Vegas after this recent trip with Josh, Josh's recent trip, which quite honestly, I asked him if I could share these pictures and we put a little slideshow up, but this is one of those examples of somebody just hitting jackpot after jackpot after jackpot. And I always call that when lightning strikes, because those things do happen sometimes in a casino. And the thing about it is always, well, to me, the thing is having a plan. So are you ready for this time that you get into a situation when you go 26 hands in a row player at Baccarat? Or are you ready when your best friend next to you rolls the dice for an hour and a half? Are you ready when you keep going up the slot machines in video poker? Yay, video poker. I've been telling Josh he's got to play more video poker, so I'm so happy to see that, as well as his pink drinks. Are you ready when you keep hitting jackpot after jackpot, after hand pay. What are you going to do? Are you prepared for that? Do you have a mental strategy? And actually, I think having a mental strategy is always important when you're gambling, because you need to know where you're going to go. Now, of course, with slots, everything's random numbers, so there isn't much to think about other than getting lucky and choosing another lucky, quote, lucky slot machine, or basically, you know, getting lucky again at the same slot machine. But this is something you truly do need to think about with table games, because when the stars are aligned, as I like to say, and we had an article on Travel's Work by Blackjacker once about that. And this has nothing to do, this is mostly to do with what I would consider superstition fundamentally. But let's face it, luck is luck. You know, sometimes, as some wise people have said, better to be lucky than to be smart. But anyway, when you're lucky, especially at table games, you're always increasing your bets because you're not going to flat bet it. And it's good to be prepared for those scenarios. So what are you going to do if you're playing craps and you've been playing for, an, you know, 50 minutes so far and you're increasing your bets? Are you going to press double your bets every other win? So are you going to like press collect? Are you going to increase your bets gradually? What are you going to do? Like in Baccarat, what are you going to do when you hit a streak and all of a sudden it's gone 10 in a row? Now you have the 11. Are you going to guess that it's not going to go 12? No, of course you're not going to do that. You're going to guess it's going to go 12. So are you going to, you've got your bet up to $1,000. So what are you going to do? You're going to keep it at 1,000? You're going to have to win three bets at 1,000 and then bring it to 3,000? Or are you going to bring it to 2,000? Or are you always going to chip it up a decent amount, but never doubling up? Or maybe if you win three in a row, then you're going to double. I mean, this is stuff that you need to be prepared for, because it will happen to you one day and you want to be prepared. Believe me, it will. And then you're going to say what I say, and that is that you weren't totally mentally prepared for this moment and you wound up winning less money than you could have. Like the best 50-minute craps roll I ever had, where I won over $11,000. I often think that if I really was paying attention to my presses and what I was doing, I should have won 25 or 30 or 40,000 or 50. Well, not 40, because four is bad luck. But that's what I often think. So that's something to keep in mind. It's always good to be prepared and think about what you would do when luck is really happening. With regard to slots, there's not much you can do other than make sure you hold on to that money and you don't give it back. And that brings us to one of the favorite slides and favorite things that I love to talk about. And I prepared for today. I have mentioned this before. Of course, a plug for travelzork.travelfirst. But basically, I like to say we gamble. That means we like to gamble. Sometimes we have to accept we lose. Sessions are bad. Nothing happens. There's no luck. It's just the way life goes. You just have to accept the loss and move on. This is what we call gambling. But when you are up, you have had a lucky streak, you're winning, you've won money, you have no discipline, and you just crave the fucking action. After being up, you end the night and say, basically, this sucks. I lost $2,000. Yet you were up over $8,000 earlier in the night. This is not gambling. This is what we call dumb. And that's 100% on you. And believe me, we've all been there at one point, most likely. I know I have. And that means you just suck at gambling, and not that the casino sucks or that you're unlucky. And when I say gambling, I mean the game, money management, and discipline. And I stand by that. Would love to hear some of your horror stories in life, but I'd actually prefer to hear some of your happiness lucky stories. So Movestro, how about you? What happens when you can't stop winning?
I unfortunately have never been in that position, but I know people who have. And what the smart ones do is that when they win, particularly at a slot machine, you know, they have a good bonus. You know, they will cash out immediately and take that Tito and put it into their winnings pile. They'll put it like, you know, in a pocket or something. They just take it out immediately, put it, and then they go back into their daily budget And from their daily budget, they'll take out that 10 or that 20 or that 40, whatever, and stick it into another machine. And if they do well, they'll cash out immediately, put it in their winnings pile, and usually forget about it until the end of the day. And what happens with that is they do end up going through their daily budget, but now they still manage to keep their winnings and not play it down, because there's that, I think we discussed this at one point, there's that mentality, oh, cool, I got this much money. Well, it's the casino's money anyway, so I'll keep playing. And the mindset should be, no, that's your money. You won that money. Just because you didn't take it out of the machine yet doesn't mean it isn't yours, but it's your money. And that's the mindset, is you, oh, money, cash out immediately, put it into a, you know, the winnings, you know, section, and don't touch it. And then just go back to your daily budget and, you know, continue gambling as you would have from there. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you cash in your Tito's, whatever, you know, you count your winnings out, and then you're like, oh, cool. You know, you have all this extra money. And so it just works out that way. Some people have used it to elevate their trips, because now they're like, you know what, let's go get that fancy dinner we were talking about. You know, yeah, let's do that because we have all this money. And that's, and I find that's a better way to like enhance the trip that you're on with your winnings, as opposed to putting it back into that slot machine and possibly losing it. At least you'll gain experience out of that money that you won, as opposed to losing it, you know, in the next slot machine.
Yeah. And then the thing about it is, if you gamble, you have to accept you're going to lose. And I'm totally behind accepting that you're going to lose, having loss limits and that kind of thing. What's depressing to me is people who were up, often up a lot or won a lot or have hit a jackpot, and they've given all the money back, and then they wind up with a loss, because that's actually worse than just losing. Because when you just lose, it's just the luck was bad, things didn't work out. But when you like literally had that money in your hand, you had that opportunity to put some of that money away, you had that opportunity to spend it on other things for your trip or do something, and you decide to put it all back into gambling and then lose, that's like the worst kind of losing, if you have to ask me.
Agreed. Yeah, that it doesn't get worse than you being up a certain amount. And then a lot of times people would go home and say that they broke even because they expected to lose everything. But if you also lost your winnings, you didn't exactly break even.
That fucking drives me crazy. It makes me so mad when people say, I'm going, but I'm expecting to lose. I'm like, I always think like, I don't get it. Like when I go to a casino, maybe I'm dumb or maybe I'm optimistic or I don't know what. When I go to a casino, I'm going there to win. That's the only reason why I gamble, is to win. Like that's the only reason, like for fun, but also to win. My goal is to win. My goal is not to break even. My goal is not to lose just a little. My goal is to win. So it always is sort of weird. It's like people like, I don't know if that's a way to say that they're justifying the fact that they always lose. So they're just going to say that they expect to lose. But I think mentally, it's such a bad way to go into it, thinking you're going to lose. I don't know. That's just me. But I've always thought that was very odd.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I can agree more. It's I could see why some people think the house always has the edge. You're probably going to lose anyway. But, you know, if you remain positive, you know, sometimes luck happens. Sometimes it's about the vibe that you're bringing. And if you go out there expecting to lose, you're going to have a horrible trip. You're going to say like, oh, this blood, I only won this much, blah, blah, blah. And it puts a negative spin on things. I mean, sometimes, you know, 40 bucks is 40 bucks, you know, and at least you won 40 bucks, you know, but you know, some people just...
I know, of course, it's all relative. But yeah, I mean, I think you want to be positive. I mean, to me, a big part of gambling mindset is being positive. I mean, there's so much psychology when you gamble, right? There's so much psychology of living with losing. Mm. It's especially hard for like professional gamblers. Think about like the poker player who really is better than everyone else at the table. The blackjack player who is counting cards and knows that they have a positive 3% expectation and they still lose, which can happen because you just don't get the cards, right? You know, so you could be the best poker player and for some reason the cards just really suck and you lose. There's just so much mental anguish with gambling that you go through that I can't see why you wouldn't enter into the scenario of gambling just being positive. Like, why not? Like, just go for it. It's like when you get to go in your car and drive on the highway, do you assume you're going to get into a horrible accident? I mean, no, you, I know it's a stupid example. Like, hey, I'm going to drive on a highway today. Bet I'm going to crash the car. I know. It's just, anyway, there's a lot to be said about a positive mindset, but that's all I got for you so far as the tease. And congratulations to Josh. You should definitely check out their podcast. I've recommended Crap Vegas to many, many, many people before, even people who are not crap players. They talk a lot about casino comps. They talk about the casino experience, shows, pink drinks, and all kinds of stuff. The hosts are awesome, even if Chris is a little grumpy sometimes, but Josh is always happy, so he balances that well. Anyway, it's a great podcast, and thank you, Josh, for letting us share your wonderful hand pay picture.
All right, before we get going, is there anything that you wanted to mention? Anything on your mind?
Well, I'm coming back to Vegas to win Las Vegas, end of May. I'm excited, so that's really good. And it looks like we finally might have a contract for Zorkfest and be able to announce a location in Las Vegas. I know we announced the date and the city a long time ago. It is fundamentally the weekend of November 1st and 2nd. And dropping a hint because I can't say anything, but Zorkfest might be at a very iconic location up in the sky. that's all good. See, I leave. See, I didn't even tell you. So that's like you're looking at me as confused.
Are we going to be doing Zorkfest in a Finnair flight that's flying around Las Vegas? Is it that up in the sky?
Oh, that would be good. It's a good idea, but no, not that up in the sky. Anyway, that's all I got for you today, everyone. Thank you. We'd love to hear about your crazy casino experiences, as always, and have a great week. I should be back tomorrow.
All right. And with that, shout out to our one-star reviewers. We see you. We hear you. We acknowledge you. We don't really give a shit. That being said, that's going to do it for this show. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation. Not just to Las Vegas, but anywhere in the world. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.